This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know, there are days on which it can be useful to just take a step back and not worry about this story of the day or that story of the day, and to just try to get a big picture sense of what's going on here. And as you might have guessed, we have decided that today is one of those days, because there's a lot going on out there right now. Right? The virus, both the Delta and Omicron varieties, supply chains still clogged and complicated, prices still rising, and as we talked about a lot on Friday, jobs. What the what? There are still lots of them open and workers still coming off the pandemic sidelines to fill them. So, in view of all that, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going today with the first of a labor market three-parter, jobs and what is going on in this economy.
Every month since June, employers have posted more than 10 million job openings, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Online job site Indeed, which is a marketplace underwriter, tracks openings in near real time. Economist Ann Elizabeth Conkle says job postings are now running more than 50% above pre-pandemic.
We have human resource job postings. They are up 119% compared to their pre-pandemic baseline. That is a huge number and shows that employers have a really strong appetite to hire people who will help hire others for their businesses.
Once hired, workers aren't very likely to get laid off. John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult says workers know from friends and family that layoffs are down.
And as fewer and fewer people around them lose their jobs, that helps people feel more secure about their economic future.
Lear says folks returning to work after long bouts of pandemic unemployment may not feel so secure yet, especially in service jobs like delivery driver, nail salon employee, waiter, or short order cook. Employers may not have added a lot of employees in November, but they're sure adding a lot of work shifts to their existing employees and anyone they can hire. That's according to Dave Gilbertson at Payroll Processor UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter.
We're seeing a lot more people work overtime these days as employers are having a harder and harder time recruiting and hiring on new employees.
That's driving a strong sense of job security, says Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos, though not for everyone.
A lot of the insecurity, a lot of worry about losing jobs really still remains concentrated sort of on lower income people who are more affected by things like COVID shutdowns.
Upper income professionals are feeling much more confident that their jobs are secure, no matter what the pandemic throws at us next. Workers aren't just getting raises as employers scramble to keep their workers from jumping ship. Ann Elizabeth Conkle at job site Indeed, a marketplace underwriter, says ever more posted jobs offer signing bonuses.
I have seen some that are just thousands of dollars. I mean, that's pretty substantial regardless of what sector you're in.
The reopening of schools and daycare centers is also bringing people back to work, says John Lear at Morning Consult, but they aren't necessarily building back their savings.
You know, we've got a lot of rising prices that are going to hit people at the lower end of the income spectrum, because it's hitting a lot of their non-discretionary spend, like gas and groceries.
Lear says the reserves people saved up from pandemic relief checks and jobless benefits are dwindling. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.